We're back on the KYMM Morning Show. Joining us now, we do have a special guest. Kara Trigstad from the city of Northfield is sitting in with us today. Kara, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for filling in for Sam Temple. We usually have Sam in from Northfield Public Broadcasting, but Sam couldn't make it today, so we're glad you could come in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, Sam's out for a couple of days, so I'm filling in for him.
Why don't we talk a little bit about Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB, because this is kind of his spot.
Yeah.
But then I want to go into some other things that you're involved with in the city. Are you communications
yep.
specialist?
Communications specialist. So right. I work closely with Sam on videos. So we have a whole slate of videos coming out for MPB. We have the HCI breakfast that was filmed a few weeks ago. We have several videos from the State of the City still to come out. The pre-performance from Helen Forsyth, the Ethical Leadership Award, and other awards from that event still to come mm-hmm. out. And all sorts of stuff.
Well, I imagine yeah. that probably takes a while to put that all together. People don't realize the editing it takes when you have several cameras recording one thing and you're trying to get everything and the sound together. That's quite a bit. I admire Sam for being able to do that.
Yeah, he does a lot of work. We usually try to get at least one video out per week, so mm-hmm. we're on a roll with that.
All right. You have been involved quite extensively with the community calendar that's on the city's website. Give us a little background on that and how you got involved with it.
Yeah, it's a great resource for the community as a whole, individuals, organizations, businesses, to get events up on the calendar. You know, whatever's going on in the community, we want to know. It's a one-stop shop for people to find out what is going on.
Mm-hmm. When did that start?
I think we've had it up for over a year now.
Yeah, so, I was thinking it has been quite
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, we've been reaching out to community organizations, the schools, and everybody to let them know about what's available, what they can do. It's really easy to use, and trying to get everybody on board to use it because the community's been asking for it for several years. So.
And there have been a lot of people that try to do it, but there's so many moving parts, so many things going on, and you really have to rely on everybody being communicative, mm-hmm. which is not always the case. But have you had a pretty good response so far?
We have, yeah. Yeah, like I said, we're still working on, you know, reaching out to people. We have a webinar tonight that I am putting on. So if people are interested in learning how to add events to the community calendar, mm-hmm. I will walk through that with them tonight at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and we should note, this is available on the city's website, and I just pulled it up here while we were talking, so
yeah.
I'm not very adept at multitasking normally, so it's got to be easy if I did that. Found it very easily. Putting something up there, it's a process, I would imagine. You do this on your own, do you? You're going to give us a little preview of what the calendar webinar is going to be like tonight.
Sure. So I will walk through how to create an account. So that's step one. And once you create an account, you can go in and submit events.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy. There's fields you fill out, you know, the name of the event and the date and a description. So
and I'm looking at the calendar right now for today. We uh-huh. have volunteer opportunities with the CAC. We have a gallery show at 50 North. Actually, a couple of those at 50 North,
yeah.
Drop-in homework help, the webinar, Zumba at Greenvale. There's a little bit of everything. Toastmasters going on tonight.
Yeah.
Boy, that's there's quite a bit on there.
Yeah, there's always something going on mm-hmm. in Northfield, and we have lots of excellent community organizations and agencies that really do a lot of good work.
Now, does this also have the city's own events on there?
Yep. So our library has a feed directly into there. So whatever the library is doing, whatever we're doing, we have cleanup days coming up this mm-hmm. this Saturday and next Saturday. That's on the calendar from 7 to 11 a.m. So if you have junk to get rid of, that's a good place to do it. So that's all on the calendar.
Oh, that I'm sure is on people's calendar months in advance as we head into spring. It's
mm-hmm.
like you get a lot of junk. As soon as you start cleaning out that winter mess, you get a lot of junk. So that's good stuff. Are there parameters which you need to you know, adhere to while you're posting? Are there types of meetings you don't want, or is there, you know, any type of like special interest things that are banned, or can you just put anything up there?
You know, there's not a whole lot you can't put on. As long as it's a public event, people are free to go to it. I mean, if there is a cost, you can put that in there. We ask that, you know, personal garage sales don't go on there. Anything that's kind of a personal nature, like weddings or reunions, but if it's a public event in Dakota or Rice County, they're free to go up. So it's more than just Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
So if people have, you know, organizations or something outside of the actual city limits, they're free to put it on as well.
All right. Now, the webinar is going on tonight. It's at 6 o'clock. It's about 30 minutes long or so.
Yes.
I see the post right here on the calendar.
Yeah.
Just click on that.
Yep, just click on that. It's a Zoom webinar. So anybody can join that and learn how to, you know, create an account and mm-hmm. put some events up there.
And folks, just go to the community website, ci.northfield.mn.gov. You'll go to our community, and you'll see the community events calendar right there. Really yep. easy to get to. So I had no problem finding it once again while multitasking. Kara Trigstad is our guest today. What else is going on in the communications department?
Yeah, so if you have an event that you're hosting or you're attending an event and you take some video, you know, feel free to submit that to MPB. We love to get submissions. So, yeah.
All right. And that's just on the same...
Yep, same website. So, okay. if you go to the community events calendar, there'll be a post about down on the bottom in the footer on how to submit your videos to MPB.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Anything else we should know, Kara, while we have you here?
No Mo May is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the registration opened last week, and we have over 120 people already registered for that. So mm-hmm. we're really excited about that. So keep on registering and don't mow your yard in May.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Kara, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Much appreciated. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks.
Kara Trigstad, once again with the City of Northfield.